9 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock from your Dr. Bateman Ear, Nose, Throat studio. Working for the weekend right there, James. This song.
Everybody is.
Everybody's working for the
weekend.
We're working for the weekend, and it's going to be here. Sunshine today.
Yeah.
Upper 70s. Slight chance of a shower. How about 85 tomorrow and Sunday?
They were getting record temps over the weekend, possibly.
Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there on Sunday. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
Mm-hmm.
On this 9th day of May, shout out to my son Kyle and his birthday today.
Oh, yeah. Happy birthday.
So happy birthday, Kyle.
And just turned 18.
Yeah. I wish, because that means I would be a lot younger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
True. I was trying to help you out there.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Reno, Nevada is founded on this date in 1868.
Cool. Yeah. Maybe the only other city I can name in the entire state of Nevada, to be honest with you, other than Las Vegas. Carson City, is that one?
Okay, Carson City, Nevada, yeah.
That's about it, though.
There's plenty.
Oh, there's plenty.
Yeah, there's plenty.
That doesn't mean I can name them all. I mean, you got the big
two.
You
ever been
there.
To Las Vegas?
No.
Oh.
No, not, that's not my scene.
You're not missing out.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Yeah. 1899, the lawnmower is patented. We'll be hearing that sound
again
this weekend.
In 1898 and beforehand, what were they doing? They were just letting it grow, I guess?
Probably the manual one, you know?
The big scythe?
Without the little one without the mower.
Yeah.
That's probably what they were doing. 1955, Sam and Friends debuted on a single U.S. television channel, making the first television appearance of both Jim Henson and what would become Kermit the Frog and the Muppets.
Yep.
1955, it's Butterscotch Brownie Day. Well, that kind of sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's okay, I guess. I'll take a regular brownie, though, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Chocolate brownie.
All right. Today is Hooray for Buttons Day.
Okay.
Day, yeah. Lost Sock Memorial Day. Remember we had the found socks yesterday? Now we're Lost Sock Day.
Yeah. I'm literally thinking about buying some new ones.
All right.
Over
there
the weekend.
Go. All right.
Because they're just disappearing.
It's time. Military Spouse Appreciation Day. Tip of the cap to the spouses of military personnel. Tip of the cap.
Absolutely.
It is Public Gardens Day. But we'll see some folks out there this weekend.
We got a lot of those around here.
We do. We got some really cool ones. Sleepover Day. All right.
Sure. Yeah.
It's
when's the last time you had a sleepover?
Me go somewhere else for a sleepover? Jeez.
Years? 20 plus? Mine's probably been
like, if you're talking about like going to a friend's house and just doing a sleepover.
Yeah.
It was high school.
Okay. Mine has been probably 5 years.
5 years?
Yeah. Maybe a little bit more than that. About 5 years.
All right. There you go. Hey, tear the tags off the mattress day, even if they tell you it's unlawful.
Is that a thing?
I think it says do not remove on your tags or something.
Why?
Because, I don't know.
Remove the tags off everything else.
I never paid attention to it. Chris Berman, tomorrow's birthday, turned 70.
Chris Berman.
I know.
That's his thing.
Him, don't you?
Yeah. He used to do the Home Run Derby, too. He was so good at it.
Yeah.
I miss that.
Saturday is Shrimp Day, which you don't like.
Nope.
All right. Liver and Onions Day. Ugh.
Add that to the list of don't like as well.
Anybody like that? I'm sure there's a few. Clean Up Your Room Day, James.
Okay, that's tomorrow?
Right. That's tomorrow. Clean up your room.
Okay.
Then you can go buy socks.
I'll do that.
All right.
Yeah. Maybe I'll find some socks in the process.
Maybe. Yeah, that's a possibility.
Yeah.
You never know.
God, socks are the worst. I got to start sewing like the Apple tags in them so you can find them. But then I got to throw them through the wash, so that's not going to work. I lose so many socks.
Do you? You know what people will do with their socks in the washer and dryers? They'll take a little safety pin and put
that makes sense.
And put them together.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good idea.
Right?
I should do that.
Glad I can help you out. So get a safety pin.
Do those holes get bigger, though? So if you put the safety pin in.
Well, no.
Okay.
Yeah, just put a safety pin in and there you go.
That's a good idea.
All right. Eat What You Want Day on Sunday. Didn't we just have that?
Cheat day.
Besides Mother's Day?
It's a weekend.
Well, it's Mother's Day. Might go out to eat. So, happy Mother's Day.
One day is not going to hurt you.
It won't hurt you. Have a cheat day. Eat what you want on Sunday. And it's also Hostess Cupcake Day. So maybe you could have one of those.
Okay. Not a huge fan, but all right.
Yeah.
I'll take a Twinkie.
Right. Technology Day on Sunday, too, as well.
Technology Day. Okay.
So researchers, James, have discovered remains.
They usually do.
That suggests domestic cats arrived in America in 1559 aboard a Spanish ship that sank near Pensacola, Florida.
Wow.
Analysis of the remains indicates that the cats likely joined the expedition for pest control, as sailors would commonly have cats on board to catch rats and mice.
That makes sense.
The diet of the cats included fish and various meats provided by the sailors, making them America's earliest known domesticated cats, arriving here 400 years ago.
I didn't realize we didn't have, there wouldn't have been cats on the mainland before that.
I didn't either. So there you go.
Interesting.
Hey, look up in the sky, James.
Okay.
Tonight, tomorrow, Cosmos 482, long forgotten Soviet spacecraft, making its way in to Earth. Debris will start coming in, and it's been in orbit for 50 years. No, it won't burn up all the way. Well, it's like a several ton.
Well, if it's debris, sounds like it's burning up in the atmosphere.
Well, some of it will, not all of it. Re-entry, they're guessing around 1:30 a.m. Saturday morning.
We're not going to be able to see it, right? They're going to... Well, I guess, is it? Is it an unmanned air probe?
Well, it's an old, it was an old spacecraft that the Soviets sent up to go to Venus, and then it failed, and it never left Earth's atmosphere, and it's been slowly drifting in space for over 50 years. So, 1:30, around 1:30 estimate, Saturday, about a 14-hour margin of window there. 14-hour window of uncertainty.
All you got to do is look up at the sky for 14 hours. Yeah, you might catch it.
You might catch it. Saturday morning, 1:30 a.m.
So 1:30 a.m. to, 5:30 p.m. essentially?
Yeah, I don't know.
14 hours?
So the potential drop zone basically spans most of Earth.
Oh, great. Yeah. Perfect.
Can't believe they don't know when this thing's going to come in. Anyway, they said, though, high likelihood it'll splash in the ocean.
That makes sense. It's only covered by about 70%.
And finally, a food tip this morning, James. You're storing your eggs wrong in the refrigerator. You need to be putting them on the side. MIT, this was a big study.
Really?
Oh, hey, you got to spend all that money to go to MIT and study how you put eggs. I'm
telling you, they'll write their thesis on it.
Suggesting you should storing them all wrong. Instead of upwards, sideways. Maximize it.
Huh.
The hardest part of the shell is on the side. Thickest part.
Okay. Well, why don't they put them in the carton like that then?
I don't know. Maybe they should change it.
No, they'd lose money if they did because they
you wouldn't be able to get as many. Then you'd have a longer one. Yeah. Then they just go up in price even more.
Yeah. Exactly.
James is going to be living at the baseball field this weekend.
Soccer field tonight, baseball field this weekend.
All right. We'll be tuning in. SheridanMedia.com on the live stream. You're listening to KROE Sheridan. James is next with Swap Shop.